This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. As the country looks for new energy sources, indigenous communities are sounding the alarm on the potential risks of nuclear power. Arizona Mirror reporter Sean Dean Silversmith traveled a 320-mile uranium haul transportation route, speaking to indigenous communities along the way about their concerns. Our Living Lands producer Daniel Spalding spoke to her about the experience.
Can you tell us a little bit about the uranium haul route and what you heard from indigenous people along the way?
The uranium haul route is the approved hauling route that Energy Fuels Inc., which owns and operates the Pinyon Plain Mine near the Grand Canyon, has the rights to be able to transport uranium ore from their mine traveling along that route to their processing mine near Blanding, Utah. A lot of the concerns surrounding the transportation are obviously concerns around safety of the transportation, the containment of the uranium ore, and just overall concerns about contamination. Here's Havasupai traditional practitioner Diana Sue Ukwala.
This is all medicine, and when I look at that, I'm overwhelmed because these are going to die. They're not going to exist, or we can't use it anymore because of the contamination.
Since your series came out, there's been an agreement between the Navajo Nation and Energy Fuels. What are the details of that agreement, and what reactions have you heard?
The agreement between Energy Fuels and the Navajo Nation came out at the end of January, probably January 29th. But the thing is, they haven't made the full agreement public. And the Navajo Nation can't make that agreement public either because the Navajo Nation signed an NDA.
The most heartbreaking part is that our own government doesn't have our back.
That was Leona Morgan, the co-founder for the grassroots group called No. But these negotiations were only done between the Navajo Nation and Energy Fuels. You have the Havasupai tribe, who was really disappointed in the Navajo Nation and Energy Fuels cutting them out of these talks. The other tribe that responded was the Ute Mountain Ute tribe, and that is only 5 miles away from the White Mesa Mill, which is where this uranium ore is being transported. This is Ute Mountain Ute tribal member and White Mesa community advocate Yolanda Badback.
It's like they don't have respect for us indigenous people.
You have had a lot of community members who live along the haul route who have come out against this agreement, but it's in place and they are actively hauling tons of uranium ore from the Pinyon Plain mine every day. The Navajo Nation doesn't own the right-of-ways of the highway along the route, so they can't stop them. They have been indicating their next best option was developing an agreement, and that's what they did.
The uranium push is all happening in the bigger context of a national transition away from fossil fuels toward alternate energy sources like nuclear. What are you hearing from indigenous communities about how this is impacting them?
I know other advocates who are trying to educate the Navajo Nation about what this hauling of the uranium ore actually means, because if this is one step that they can take, well, what's going to stop them from trying to start mines within the Grand Canyon or look for other ways to access those critical resources that impact indigenous communities? And now that we are in an administration that is actively trying to find ways to unleash American energy and find ways to access alternative energy, they are going to look at public land sources. Here's former Navajo Nation Cameron Chapter Vice President Candice Yazzie.
They're choosing the profit over the people. You know, it's going through tribal communities, which is why not many heads are being turned.
I think one of the things that I heard from the residents in White Mesa on the Ute Mountain Ute tribe is that they don't want to have to relocate. They don't have anywhere else to go.
That was Sean Dean Silversmith, who reports on tribal nations for the Arizona Mirror. You can read her series at azmirror.com. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kuwanic Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.